white man bread is like the black man bananas for the pygmies. And while philosophy is the way out of a narcotic religion, primitivism is the way out of civilization altogether. And we experience the counter effect, and we are fine with it until we experience the actual effect in full. And the more we domesticate something, the more that thing will require constant care unless we teach it to domesticate itself. And by enslaving the earth, we enslave ourselves, and by letting it wild again, we liberate us. And we cannot avoid prejudices towards those who have been bourgeoisies the longest. And the place is no longer wild the moment you cannot take a piece in peace. And instead of natural resources coming to us, we should go to them and everything will get solved. And the authorities are there to keep everyone under control while everyone should freak out about how the system is destroying the planet. And in an urban environment dominated by wolves, we might have to lie low in order to kick them higher. Neither the political system of the right leading to more gentrification nor the political system of the left leading to more civilization is naturally sustainable. And the more the system has grown, the more its brutality has increased, yet the more it has been hidden, therefore making it acceptable. It is not a matter of being better, but a matter of being more or less inclined to corruption. And our mission is to keep open the human medium of communication, especially where they have been interrupted by the mass medium. And with our delicate primitivism, we shock the most conformist societies out of a nightmare. And only with our feeling for corruption, we can prepare to take a step into purity. And conformism is when the talks of our forefathers become prohibited. And the problem is not violence per se, but the fact that there is no longer a common dancing ground to appease it. Ultimately, understand that the cutting of the forest corresponds to the disgrace of its people. And only with patience we get our enemies impatient and let go of us. And as when we cut the wilderness, there is brambles, we have to deal with brambles in order to get back to the wilderness. And bourgeoisies always fail to understand that the institution of their religions do not exist in their paradises. And every system inherits problems which the owner has to hide in order to get rid of it. And the scars of war are both indelible in the land and in our soul. And only by relating our human nature back to the natural world, we can get rid of our authoritarian being. And when the whole tribe gets imprisoned by civilization, it takes the super hunter to free it. And indeed, we can have some good farmer-minded people, so good that they can serve the power-greedy people. And the medium, in the end, is what alters us in a positive and a negative way. And all the worldly planning of the big people crumbles, and all the spiritual planning of the little people keeps going. And only by rewilding our intimate nature, the eagle can start flying again. And only by keeping zero expectations with the material world and cultivating our nature, we can thrive. And it is in working for the greediness of others that we ourselves disintegrate. And any civilization keeps on devouring natural talent until there is no more and it collapses. The problem is never one thing per se, but when it gets organized in a larger scale. Not the strongest nor the more collaborative, but the most talented ought to survive. And cultivate nothing but your nature ought to be the principle for any human to observe. And as an old lady makes herself beautiful before death, so it is a civilization with its global gentrification. And importantly, we must acknowledge that we also contribute to the evolution or degradation of the species within our own lifetime. And the last, it is in primitive folk that we find the right combination between the hedonistic and the stoic polarity. And we are not paranoid, but only phobic about those who religiously respect a civilization whose only choices are made to stay afloat. And of all the work we do for the system, much work has to be done to reintegrate our human nature. And there are numbers rising our materialism and leaving us empty within. And there are numbers rising our spiritualism. And it is not about people, but about growing nation states, showing their muscles and destroying themselves by trying to destroy others. And domestication is not the problem per se, but the constant temptation it brings to build power structures. And in its becoming popular, every media exalted abnormal side of humanity that it's appeased either through war or a poetic use of this media. And we ought to reclaim the spaces of civilization, not to create a new one, but to give it back to nature and become again her children. And in the dilemma of living up to the electrifying yet draining capitalist system or live like outcast, we might choose both. And the morality of sowing and harvesting and storing may only be applied to our humanness and nothing below it. And every step away from conformism is life that is threatened by this very conformism bringing so much death. and in our persistence to live in and according to nature, we become part of her. And the care we give to the system is care subtracted to our ecology. And civilization removes all crimes, yet in turn it commits the biggest crime of steadily suffocating Mother Nature. And all the health of a nation is, from the beginning, the ripping of its virgin nature. And fugitive is our will for wilderness, and so fugitive it will come back. And only close to our primordial self, who is mindful and free, we can survive. And more than ever, not in the single peak, but in the composition, a genius of an artist can be revealed. And in order to fight for our rights, we ought to be sedentary in a system and therefore lose the all of our energy. And the last only an artistic mentality can come close to that of the Paleolithic, living nature being without systematically exploiting her. And it is us in our temporal role as authorities that we ought to show that there are no boundaries to the spirit. And the brighter we are, the more we will shine as stars of a firmament that belongs to nature alone and no power structures.